Welcome to Stockhouse.com's Fireside Chat, where you get the lowdown on the sectors, the companies, and the trends which are competing for your investment dollar. Coro Mining is a junior copper mining company based in Chile, the global leader in copper production by a large margin. The company is a low-cost, growth-oriented copper producer. COP focuses on leachable operations with good infrastructure and which are profitable at current copper prices. The company's corporate strategy is to emphasize profitability over production rate in order to maximize shareholder value. COP's first success was in fast-tracking its Berta copper project to production and then acquiring the Nora SXEW plant to process that ore. Revenues from the Berta project have helped to facilitate development of Coro's new flagship Miramaca copper project. The company has produced a series of long copper intercepts in its Miramaca drilling program, demonstrating the commercial potential of the project. Simultaneous with this, COP recently signed a letter of intent to acquire a second production facility to process Miramaca ore into copper cathode. Hi, I'm Jeff Nielsen, head of editorial for Stockhouse Publishing, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Alan Stevens, CEO for Coro Mining Corporation. We're here today to provide investors with an in-depth perspective on Coro Mining and its emerging copper projects in Chile. Thank you for joining me today, Alan.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to talk to your clients at Stockhouse.
Always a pleasure, and let's jump right into the questions here. Okay, the first question is, could you spend a couple of minutes introducing investors to your management and directors?
Certainly. Coro was set up 11 years ago by myself and Michael Philpott. Just by way of background, Michael Philpott was one of the founding shareholders of First Quantum Minerals, and I was the vice president of exploration for that same company in the first half of the 2000s. And so we set the company up really to replicate that First Quantum model. Our other management in Chile is very highly experienced. We've got a VP of exploration, Sergio Rivera, who ran all of Codelco's exploration in that country for many years. And Marcelo Cortez, who's our VP of development, has built mines and projects for Antofagasta Minerals. So we're very much a combination of experience for both exploration and building of projects. The board of directors has five people on it, and the company is actually has a major shareholder who has 54% of the shares, and that's a private equity group invested in London called Greenstone Resources, and they have two directors on our five-man board.
I'm sure investors will be encouraged by that. Now, you're just a junior mining company. What made the company decide to put the Berta Copper Project into production on its own?
Because of our background at First Quantum Minerals, when we set Coro up in 2006, 2005 actually, it really was with the intention of becoming a mining company. So it's taken us a bit longer than we'd hoped to get to where we are today, but it was always the company's intention to find projects, develop them, build them, and operate them ourselves. And in the case of Berta, it's quite a small project, but it's a good start for us to initiate our future as a copper producer.
Understood. Now, after acquiring the Nora SXEW plant and achieving production with Berta, the company has quickly switched its focus to its Miramaca copper project, which it initially acquired in 2014. Now, what attracted COP to this project in the first place?
Miramaca is a very interesting copper project, very well located, only 22 kilometers from the port of Mejillones in northern Chile. It's only 14 kilometers off a paved highway with a power line running along it and about an hour's drive north of the city of Antofagasta. When we acquired it in 2014 on an option basis, which is where we currently are, the project had no drill holes in it whatsoever, but there was enough evidence from surface, from workings, and certainly in northern Chile there's plenty of outcrop that we quickly recognized that it had potential to be a very interesting project for us.
Well, certainly the drilling intercepts you've produced from Miramaca have justified that confidence. And now the company is seeking to move Miramaca into production. Could you expand on COP's near-term plans here and then summarize the long-term potential of this project for investors?
Yes, our business strategy has always been to get into production as quickly as possible. We want to be able to do so with projects that we can finance ourselves, so we're quite happy to take on projects at an early stage. As long as we can recognize their potential and get them into production as quickly as possible, that's how we believe we'll accrue the best value for our shareholders. And so the the opportunities arose earlier this year to acquire an existing processing plant, the Ivan FSCW plant, that's located about 20 kilometers to the south of Marimaca. And we're currently in the process of finalizing due diligence with a view to acquiring that plant. And then once we've done that, it'll be a very similar situation to our current operations at Berta, whereby we have a set of the open pit mine and heap leach pads producing copper in solution, which will then be piped through a pipeline to the plant. It saves us huge amounts of money in terms of capital costs by buying effectively 10 cents on the dollar an existing plant, which is in perfectly good condition. It also saves us on the permitting timeline, and obviously it saves us the time of having to build a new plant. So marrying Marimaca to an existing FSCW plant makes all sorts of sense, and we'll be looking to expand that plant over the next little while as well to make it more of an appropriate size to what we think is the ultimate potential for the Marimaca deposit itself.
Well, I'm sure investors will be encouraged by Coro's ability to put two projects into production at this stage of development, but could you expand on COP's vision for the company over both the short and longer term?
Well, our vision is really to repeat what we've just been doing. The business is to focus pretty much exclusively on copper deposits and opportunities along the coastal belt of Chile. The main impediment to developing any mines in Chile these days is water, and really the Pacific Ocean is the source of that water for virtually all projects going forward. Clearly, if you're looking to bring into production small to medium-sized projects, which is what we're trying to do, the further away they are from the sea, the more difficult, the less economic they become, simply because of the cost of getting water to the project site. So we believe that our business model of doing exploration and using our exploration skills to discover new deposits, and then our construction skills to develop them and move them forward into production, is a model which is very simple and straightforward to replicate. And we believe there are other opportunities to find the next Marimaca as we go forward. In the meantime, of course, our focus is really primarily on making certain that both our operations perform well.
Well, certainly COP has been executing that strategy very well to date. Now, let me just provide a brief summary here for investors. Coro Mining Corporation is an emerging copper producer with its operations in Chile. The company already has one project into production and is moving quickly to advance a second project to production. COP is focused on projects amenable to leachable operations and which can be put into production with minimal capital costs in order to minimize dilution and build shareholder value. Chile is the world's premier copper mining jurisdiction, and Coro Mining is well positioned to capitalize on opportunities in this robust copper industry. As always, investors are advised to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision. This is Jeff Nielsen, and I have been speaking with Alan Stevens, CEO for Coro Mining. Thanks for spending time with me today, Alan.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Have a nice day.